Today's shiur is Masechtas Vachem Daf Mem. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Amar Aleph. The first words of Amar we learned in the Brisa in our previous shiur. The Torah says the words by the Paraham Davash Atzibur, as we discussed. If Beis Din issues an erroneous psak, and based on that incorrect psak, Klal Yisrael follows that. Most of Klal Yisrael follows that psak. A Paraham Davash Atzibur is brought. And this is one of the Chatas HaPnimius, that the blood is applied inside the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Braisa, we only know that this halacha applies Matan Sheva regarding the applications of the blood on the Proichus, because we know Shema Akvis Bekom Mokim, wherever the Torah tells us that we have to bring that type of a, put blood on the proichus. It's absolutely essential. And that's what the Braisa said. Says the Gemara, Hecha, exactly where did the Torah teach us this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amra, Papa Bapara, by the Para Aduma. When they brought the Para Aduma, that was, of course, the purification process for somebody who became a Tamei Meis, that they mixed together Maim Chaim with the ash of the Para Aduma. And then they would take that Para Aduma mixture and they would sprinkle it seven times, standing by Har Zeisim, seven times towards the Olam Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says, for Lokachta, Lokach, Elozar Koy Midama Batspoy, Vihizal Nach Pnei Amoy Midama Sheva Pa'amim. And there the Torah says, Zois Chukas HaTorah, that these applications are absolutely essential. Similar by the Metzora, when he finishes being a Metzora, he has to bring with his Kabbonis a loig echad shemen, one loig of oil, and that they would take from that oil and sprinkle facing the Almoid seven times. Again, the Pasuk says, V'hizim an Hashemen b'atzpoy sheva pa'amim lifnei Hashem. And again, that those applications are absolutely essential, because the Torah says, Zois tia taras mitzvah b'yoyim tarasai, and the Gemara teaches us that wherever the Pasuk uses the words tia, the word tia is coming to teach us that this must be done. So here too, the halacha will be that the hazars of the, by this halacha are also, the sprinkling here is also absolutely essential. Matan Arba, the halacha is that you have to put four applications of the Param Davash Atzibur blood on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Menayin. How do we know that they too are absolutely essential? Says the Mara Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, Ken Yosa. And from the word of Ken Yosa, we know that they're essential. They must be done that way. Ask the Gemara Mishnah Matan Sheva, why are we saying that the Matan Sheva is essential, the Ksiva V'Kfilin? Because the Pasuk says, V'Osa Kasha Osa. And as we keep on relearning, that whenever we speak about Kachim, the halacha is that whenever we talk about Kachim, the halacha teaches us that if the halacha is mentioned twice, then means that it's Shana Lava Kosov L'Akov. So ask the Gemara, Matan Arba. So then regarding the four applications, the same applies. Namik Siva Vikfilin. The Pasuk says, V'asa Kisha Asa. So why do we need another Pasuk to teach us this halacha? So Tosfos, the very masculine Matan, asks that our Gemara here is teaching us that the reason the seven hazars are essential is because the Pasuk, as we just said, repeats this halacha twice. But we started the shir by saying the reason that they're ma'akiv is because wherever we have this type of application, it's ma'akiv. So what is the real reason? So Tosfos answers, as our Gemara just said, the real reason why they are ma'akiv is because the Torah said this halacha twice. But in order that we should not ask, if we're learning it from, if that's the basis, so then the Arba Matanos, the four applications on the corner, should also be ma'akiv. For that, says the Braisa, we cannot learn the halacha of the four Matanos from the seven, And the reason we can't learn the halacha of the four matanas from the seven, because the seven has a special quality. And that special quality is that it's always ma'akiv. But the four matanas that don't have that special halacha, maybe we, for that we need a different source to tell us that the ma'akiv. Amr Rav Yirmiyah, says Rav Yirmiyah, Nitzucha, this pasuk that we just quoted of Kenya Asa, which we're using to teach us the halacha, that the Avramatanis by the Parahelm Davishat Sibur are Makiv, was only needed a little Shimon. The Shimon holds that two Matanis are mentioned explicitly by the Parahelm Davishat Sibur. And the way we know about the other two Matanis is because we learn it from the halacha of the Parakai Mashiach. And since the Torah did not explicitly say that we have to have Arba Matanis by the Parahelm Davishat Sibur, so therefore the Pasuk of Asuka Sha'asa can't be teaching us about the Arba Matanis, because there is really no requirement for the Arba Matanis, explicitly stated. But as Tosfos, two Matanis are mentioned in the Pasuk. So once the Pasuk says that Va'asuka Sha'asa, Rabbi Shimon, as Tosfos, is agreeing that two are essential. Once we learn that those two are essential, we'll learn that the other two are also essential. So Tosfos says that the first application on a corner is not needed from Vasa Kashasa. We know it because we learn by all Karmachatas that the first application is absolutely essential. So that's the case. The only lima that this pasuk could be teaching us is about the second matana, second application of the first two. And that wouldn't be enough to teach us for another two. The Tanya, the Gemara quotes where we learned the opinion of Shimon. The Tanya, the Braisa Lamala. And the Gemara uses the words Lamala is what's mentioned first in the pasuk, and what's mentioned later in the pasuk is called Lamata. If we look in the Chumash, in the Parsha, first, the Torah speaks about the Parakai Mashiach. The Parakai Mashiach is, as we said, the Kohen Gadol did an Aveira, for which everyone else would bring a Karmachatos. The Kohen Gadol brings a Parakai Mashiach. And then the Torah speaks, as we mentioned a moment ago, about Parahelm Davishat Tzibur. The Tanya, so says the Gemara Lamala, by the Parakai Mashiach, the Pasuk says, V'nosan HaKohen Adam, HaKanas Mizbeach, Torah Zasamim, Lifnei Hashem, and the pasuk could have just said the word Karen. Why? It would mean one corner. Why did the Torah say Kronos, Loshen Rabim, Shtayim? And then the next parasha, a Parahelm Davishat Tzibur, pasuk says, Hu Oymim and Adam Yitin, and Karnas Mizbeach, Ashlof Ne Hashem Beshebo El Moyed. And again, here too, the Torah could have used the word Karen, but it does use the word Kronos. And since the Torah connects these two Kabbanas, so we combine 2 plus 2, Arba, that's how we know by each one of these Kabbanas, there are four applications of Rabbi Shimon. And Rashi points out, going back to Gemara we learned the other day, that there's the concept of Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesaira, says Rashi, Rav Shimon's opinion is that we always follow the pronunciation. We always go, Rav Shimon's opinion is that we always follow the Yesh Eim LeMikra, and that's why the fact that the Kronos are spelled Chasser is not a consideration here. Rav Yehuda Amar Ein Tzarech, we don't have to learn it that way. Haroyu Oymid, the Pasuk says, V'dam Yita Al Karnes HaMizbeach HaShel Fnei Hashem Asher Ba'il Moed. The reason the Pasuk adds the words Ba'al Mayid to teach us a kolam of Ba'al Mayid. All of the corners, that means the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Ba'al Mayid had four corners, and on all of those corners must there be dam applied. Ask the Gemara or Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we learn it from the Asa Kasha Asa, that we can learn. If this is the halacha, that's the halacha there too. Kenya Asa Me'avidle, that from Asa Kashasa we learned that it's absolutely essential. What does he do with the Kenya Asa Me'avidle? Answers the Gemara, Bibayla L'chatanya. We need it for a different limit. Lefish loylamad lepayim kippurim. We didn't see that the payim kippurim requires smicha, and we didn't find that the shiari adam, the leftover blood, is spilled on the base of mizbeach. How do we know that those halachas apply by the payim kippurim as well? Tav meloymer. That's why the pasuk says the ken yosa. Ask the Chazon Ish. The pasuk says that. We learned nine lechal adam shetum adam al yisoid. How do we know that by all kabbonis, if there's leftover blood, they have to be poured on the yisoid? The pasuk says v'dam zvachecha yishafech. So the pasuk tells us that the shiari adam are poured on the yisoid. So why? What's the gemara saying that we need a new limud to teach us that that's the halacha by the kabbonis of Yom Kippur? Answers the Chazon Ish. That pasuk only applies to kabbonis that are put on the mizbeach achitzim. Here we're speaking about kabbonis that are put on the mizbeach apnimi. There we don't know that halacha. Says the Marvel of Payam Kippurim Loy Lamadnu. Is that true that these halachas of smicha and shvicha shrayim are not said by the par of Yom Kippurim that the Kohen Gadol brings? Ha'amrit, the Braisa says lepar. The pasuk says, when the pasuk speaks about the par hamdav shetzibur, the pasuk adds the word lepar to teach us that Yom Kippurim. And since we learned that the halacha of the par hamdav shetzibur and the par Yom Kippurim are the same, so by par hamdav shetzibur there's halacha of smicha and yisoid. Here too, there should be the same halacha. Answers the Mar Itzrik. We still need a special limud for this purpose. If we didn't have this pasuk, we would think hani mili. Avoid the Ma'aka Kapora. Regarding what regard is the Par Yom Kippur and the Par Yom Dovah Shetzibur connected? Regarding avoidus that are absolutely essential. Ava avoided the Loi Ma'aka Kapora. Avoided that isn't essential. Aim Aloy, we should think that we don't connect Aloha Par Yom Dovah Shetzibur and Par Yom Kippurim. That's why Kamash Malon, that Smich and Shvich Shraim are required by the Par of Yom Kippur. So the Brisker Rav and the Ragachover in the Sefer Tzofnas Paneach both asked the question that the Gemara Masechta Yuma teaches us that whenever the Kohen Gadol brought the Par Yom Kippurim, he had to say vidui on that par, and when the vidui was said, you had to have smicha. So how can we suggest? Why is the Gemara trying to find a source to tell us that there's smicha? Of course there's smicha when the Kohen Gadol did vidui. So he says, so both the Ragachover at the Tzofnas Paneach and the Brisker Rav respond that the halacha of smicha by vidui is not halacha in the carbon. It's halacha in vidui. That the way vidui is supposed to be recited is it's supposed to be recited by smicha. But that's not what our Gemara is focused on. Our Gemara is focused on the halacha of smicha from the carbon aspect, and that's the limud the Gemara is trying to focus on. And in fact, I saw that the Kutner Rav in the Sefer Yovan Das makes an interesting observation. When smicha is done, obviously, the Kohen who does smicha is leaning over the animal. So if he's leaning over the animal, the question is, the halacha is that when one says vidui Yom Kippur, the halacha tells us that he's not allowed to be supported by something else. If he's supporting himself with something else to the degree that if that were removed, he would fall, it's not the proper way to say vidui. Yet here we're learning, he asks, that when vidui is said on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol on the base of Mikdash, it's specifically said with him leaning over the animal, says the Kutner Rav. Vidui in the base of Mikdash, which is said with the Kohen Gadol leaning over the animal, it's obvious that vidui is a serious vidui. He's in the base of Mikdash, leaning over his animal. So the fact that he's being supported by the animal doesn't show any lack of seriousness in his vidui. But when we're saying vidui, when we're davening,
if we're not going to be standing and we feel that we're saying the vidui, we need to support ourselves with a chair, with a table, that shows that we don't take the vidui with the seriousness that it's supposed to be taken. Therefore, when we say vidui, without the carbon in the base of Mikdash, we should be not leaning on anything. Ask the Gemara. Ula Rav Shimon, going back to the opinion of Rav Shimon that we mentioned, that he learns the four corners from the word chronos. Hi, by oil, my overlay. What does he do with this extra word by my of it? What do you do with extra by my mayid? Answers the my boyle, shemnifchasa tikra hechod, that if the roof of the base of Mikdash opened up, loya yamaza, then the loch is that you're not allowed to do hazah. Vidach, and the other man, the Amr, Mihuda, who learned by Almayid, where does he, that he uses Almayid for the four corners, where will he know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, he learns it from the word Asher, which he considers, the Pasuk says, when Adam and Yitra Kazim's Bech Hashem Fnei Hashem, that word is superfluous to teach us this halacha. Vidach, and Rav Shimon, Ashlai Darish, he doesn't use the word Asher. So the Gemara just taught us a new halacha that if the ceiling of the Beis HaMikdash opens up, the halacha is that you can't do the hazah on anything. And there's a big question that Achroinim, is this only halacha regarding this hazah, or is it a halacha regarding all the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Brisk Rav seems to explain that this doesn't disqualify the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, the Kedush Rishonah of that Beis HaMikdash remains under all circumstances. This is a special halacha in the Hazar of the, in the special halacha in the Hazar. And moreover, I saw that the Meshech Chachma wants to suggest that this halacha that we're learning here is only a halacha, A, in the base of Mikdash, not in the Mishkan, and B, besides that, it's only halacha in the base of Mikdash, it's only in the base of Mikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim part of the base of Mikdash, not on any other part. So now the question is, that I saw the Sefer Chashuki Chemet discusses, so presumably, this might have happened on Shabbos or Yontif. And we can't do the Avodah, as we're learning now, if it breaks open. What will be the halacha? Can you ask a Nochri to fix it? Because we know that under normal circumstances, we're not allowed to ask a Nochri to do Malach on our behalf on Shabbos or Yontif. But this is A, Tzarech Mitzvah, and B, we also know there's Halacha Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So maybe, in order that we should be able to proceed with doing the Avodah, we should be allowed to ask a Nachri to fix it on Shabbos. What will be the Halacha? Because the discussion he has is that the Mitzvah should be, the building in the base of Mikdash should be done strictly by members of Klal Yisrael and not by Nochrim. He quotes a Netziv. The Netziv says that the Pasuk, when it discusses the building in the base of Mikdash, says, Shesh Shem Tasa Melocha, that the Torah is teaching us that when it comes to the building of the base of Mikdash, it has to be done strictly by Jews. And it can't have even been done in a way that Jews began the Malacha during the week and the Nachri will continue on Shabbos. And therefore, maybe we shouldn't be allowed to do it. On the other hand, he says, of course, under normal circumstances, the Beis HaMikdash should only be built by Jews. But here we're dealing with a specific situation where we have a Beis HaMikdash that's in disrepair, and we want to be able to do the Avodah. So can, under these circumstances, these unique circumstances, may we use a Nachri? He says that it really goes back to more fundamental questions. Does the Beis HaMikdash have to be built l'shma. Does it have to be built l'shma? And really, that opens up another question, because we know that the Midrashim that say that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down, Asad Lavoi, Taisus Masechta Shvuah says, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down ready built. If it's ready built, it was obviously not built by Jews l'shma. If that's the case, so it doesn't have to be built l'shma. And he says that the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid in Siman Dalet Sivcha Beis, speaking about the Beis HaMikdash, says, Be'emes ein shum tam loimer the tzarech l'shma. There is no source to say that the Beis HaMikdash must be built l'shma. The kam makom the tzarech l'shma k'may tzitzis tefillin, wherever the Torah requires l'shma, the pasuk tells us that it has to be l'shma. The pasuk says v'yikchuli truma, and we should learn v'osuli migdash. Shouldn't those psukim, he asks, be an indication that Beis HaMikdash has to be built l'shma? He says the fact that the Torah uses the word l'shma li does not mean it has to be built l'shma. For proof, he says the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told isfali shivim ish. Does it mean that it had to be done l'shma? And then he says we all know how the pasuk in Nach teaches us that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he brought workers from all over the world who were expert professionals to build, and they weren't Jews. And therefore, he says, Daruch HaShulchan, he also says that's the opinion of the Tiferes Yisrael, are both of the opinion that Nochem can be used to build the Beis HaMikdash. And even though the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, nobody's arguing that the Beis HaMikdash L'chatchila should be built by Jews, and that there's a mitzvah to be built by Jews. But here, as we keep on repeating, we're dealing with a very specific situation. Moreover, he says, and this is a halacha that comes up, we know that the Gemara says, Ein shlichus l'nachri. We can't appoint a nachri to be a shliach. But the halacha is that that's only if we're asking the nachri to work in the capacity of being a shliach. But if we ask a nachri to work for us and we pay for him to work for us, then he's not a shliach. He's an extension. That's why the halacha is that if somebody is building a fence around the roof, so many people are not capable of building the fence themselves. But there's a bracha, there's a mitzvah when we put up the maka on a roof or in certain roofs. Can I make a maka, can I make the bracha if I had a non-Jewish employee put it up? And the halacha is that if he's not a shliach, he's my employee, I'm paying for him, so the halacha considers him an extension of me. And since he's an extension of myself, so since he's only just an extension, he could build it, and I'm paying him, and I'll make the bracha. And then he mentions the Brisker Rav that we just quoted. The Brisker Rav that we just said says that this is not a halacha applying to everything in the Beis HaMikdash. This is a unique halacha, the Brisker Rav said, regarding the hazah of these kabanas. So he says, if the tikra that's removed from the Beis HaMikdash is a situation where the whole Beis HaMikdash now, so to speak, becomes disqualified, so we can have a discussion if a Nachri is allowed to be the one to repair the Beis HaMikdash from it being disqualified. But the way we're explaining now is that the Beis HaMikdash didn't become disqualified. This specific carbon, because of the limud that we just learned, cannot be brought. So when the Nachri is not fixing the Beis HaMikdash, he's not taking it from being a disqualified Beis HaMikdash into a kosher Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, certainly, according to the Vart that we learned from the Brisker Rav, the halacha would clearly be, he says, that the Nachri could fix it. Abai Amar, the Pasuk of Ashkenya Asa, that we learned, according to, is here to teach us, that the Abba Matanis are Ma'akev, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Itzrich. We still need the post with Chilin from Kenas Kenyasa, that he still needs Nami Itzrich. We still need the pasuk of Kenyasa, because Sakadat Chamina made that we would think that this halacha putting the Arba Matanis that we're learning from the pasuk of Asa Kasha Asa is not essential. Mida to have a smich v'shiyar adam that we're learning that they too are not absolutely essential. Davagav the ksivim v'kfilin, even though the Torah mentions their requirement twice by saying v'asa kasha asa, still loy makfa. So we would think that so too is the halacha by the matter arba nam loy ta'akev. That's why kamash malon that these are they are ma'akev. And the way Rashi explains why indeed, why are we saying that smich and shir sadam are not ma'akev, and this is ma'akev, he says very simple. Because even if we'll say that, even if we'll have a question of all four applications are ma'akev or are not ma'akev, one is certainly ma'akev. Whereas, by the smich and shir sadam, no part of that avoid is ma'akev. Therefore, it makes sense that the pasuk is being ma'arba, that the four applications of dam, the arba matanis are ma'akev, and smich and shiras adam are not included in that. Par, we learned in the previous year, the Brisa said the word par is coming to teach us seh par yom kippurim, that the par yom kippurim has the same halachas as the par ham davish tzibur. Says malmai hechasa, for what halacha are we trying to accomplish with this? Ila akif, that the Torah is telling us that the matanas adam of the par yom kippurim are ma'akif. Pshita, ask them, we don't need a separate limit for that. The pasuk says, by all the avoida of yom kippurim, chukuk sebei. And therefore, even though, says Rashi, normally in order for it to be ma'akif, it has to be shon alav akos of lakif, it has to be repeated. It has to be said twice. Yom Kippur, the fact that the Torah uses the word chukah is enough to make it be makif. Answers the Gemara, Amar Nachma Yitzhak Leinitzcha El Rabbi Yehuda Damar Kiksiv Chukah. When the Torah uses the word chukah regarding the Avodah Yom Kippurim to teach us that it's makif, it's referring to Dvar Manasim Big Day Lovin Bifnin. To any Avodah that's done when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Big Day Lovin inside the base of Mikdash. Shem Higda Masla Chaveri. For example, if the Kohen Gadol didn't follow the proper order, the loch is loyasu leklum, the carbon is disqualified. Avol dvar anasu big day lovin b'chutz, but what's done outside of the Kodesh HaGadoshim, which we're speaking about here, the putting of the dam on the proiches, there the loch is higdem mas l'chaver masha osui. So suggest the Gemara, Ema, just like we're learning that the proper order for these avoidas are not essential, we would perhaps think as well that azos lemakfi, that the putting the dam on the amount of times where they're supposed to put are not essential, kamashmalan, that they are essential. It says the Gemara, Maskula Rapapa asks Rapapa to Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, or me, Matzaram Nahakri, are we able to say that the reason the Torah was makish the Par Yom Kippurim to the Par Yom Davish Tzibur is to tell us that all of the matanas are ma'akif? Vatanya asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda learns this from a different brisa. The pasuk says regarding the Kohen Gadol after he finished putting the dam of the Par and the dam of the Sor, Sol Hashem of Yom Kippurim. The pasuk says, "V'chilam chapes akodesh ves oil moed ves mizbeach ve'ikr ve'sar achai." The pasuk seems to be superfluous. The pasuk should have just said, "V'ikr ve'sar achai," to teach us, "Im keeper, if you did everything properly, kila, then you have a kapara. V'im loy keeper, but if you didn't do it properly, like kila." Divrei Rabbi Kiva. V'hudaimer. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Kiva, "Nay loy nemar." If the pasuk, why don't you say the following? Im kila keeper, from loy kila loy keeper. And we'll learn from here that you have to do everything, and we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda learns that everything, not just the dam,
the abim, the dam on the preichus and the dam on the mizbeiches makif. So why do we need this for this new lim? Why do we need the hekish? We have it from the pasuk itself. Amar Papa nitzcha elo, the pasuk to teach us that the alochas that the pasuk says by the par kai mashiach, which also there are alochas that apply to par kai mashiach that apply to the par yom kippurim, and by the pasuk of the par kai mashiach, the pasuk says v'tavol hakoin es etzba badam. And the word es and dam and tovel are all here to teach us specific halachas. And the Gemara identifies them. It says the Gemara, es, Amar of Acha b'yakav le'nitzcha, the pasuk of es is coming to teach us, l'hachshir amin sheba'etzba, that if the kohen has a wart on his finger, it's not considered as if he has a chatzitza. Because the Torah, by using the word S at Spire, comes to teach us that even if there's something attached to his finger, unfortunately, this wart, it doesn't disqualify that finger from being able to be used for the Avodah. The Pasuk says the word Badam with the Pasach under the word Badam to teach us without a Shva, says the Gemara, Shehei Badam Shir Tfilim Ikara. From here we learn that the halacha is that that you have to have enough dam in the keli in which you makabel the dam to do the proper zrikas adam. And if not, if you didn't have the proper amount of blood from the original kabbalah sadam, it would be possible. The tovel, and the pasuk the tovel comes to teach us loy misabig, that the kohen has to dip his finger into the blood to do the zrikas adam, and not just smear his finger against the keli, and that way do the zrikas adam. And says the Gemara v'itzel l'michta b'dam, and even though the Torah says v'tovel, it still has to say b'dam. Dikas rechman v'tovel havamina afgav the leka shvir mitfila meikara. Even though you didn't have the right amount from the beginning, that's why kas rechman b'dam, that you have to have the right amount of dam from the beginning. Because Rechman Badam have a mina fila masabig, that you don't have to actually dip your finger into the dam. That's why the Torah also says the tovel, that you have to do both enough dam and also that it should be with dipping your finger into the dam, no other way. That Sirashi explains that Badam tells us that the coin has to have enough dam in the Kabbalah Sadam, and if he doesn't have enough dam in the original Kabbalah Sadam, and he does more Kabbalah Sadam in another vessel, they're not going to be usable for the Tfilas Etzba, even if they're combined into one vessel, and the Kohen does not initially receive the complete measure for Tfilas Etzba, then the dam doesn't become Kaddish. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi, and the Rambam says that if the Kohen initially received blood of the Parakai Mashiach in two different vessels and combines them to one Keli, then the Zrika would be Kosher. According to the Rambam, the Pasuk Badam teaches us that the vessel used for Tfilas Etzba must contain enough blood for seven zrikas, which the Kohen Gadol did in the Heichel. If we didn't have the Pasuk of Badam, we would think that we could do the seven zrikas from seven different kalim. But if you did it from one keli, according to the Rambam, even though that one keli attained the blood from a combination of seven different kalim, or whatever number kalim, it still will be kosher. According to Rashi, it would not be kosher. Because according to Rashi, you have to have enough blood initially in the keli from which you're going to do the Zrik Saddam. The Pasuk by the Parakoin Mashiach says, V'nosan HaKoyim and Adam Al-Kanis Mizbeach Toros and the Gemara here now continues to teach us
what we learn from that pasuk. Says my mizvah k'taris samim lamali. Why was it necessary to say all of this? We know that this is the mizbeach, asked the Gemara, that they brought the k'taris on. Why was it necessary to say this entire description? To teach us, says the Gemara, she'im lo neschanach mizbeach b'k'taris samim. If this mizbeach was not inaugurated with the k'taris, that means if we have a new mizbeach, and the new mizbeach was never used for k'taris asamim, then lo yamaza, then you can't spritz the blood on the carbon from that on that mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavasa Rapapa. Rapapa said that the reason the Torah connected the halachas of the power of Kippurim to the power of Davish Tzibur, to teach us the halachas that we learned, that we just mentioned, from the words Es Bedam Tefillah. Tanya Kavasi Rapapa says the Mara, there's a braisa that supports Rapapa's understanding. The pasuk says, by the power of Davish Tzibur, Vasla power, Kasha Osla para chattis. And the Torah is teaching us, whatever was done by the power of Davish Tzibur should be done, What should be done by the power of Davish Tzibur is the same that was done by the power Kohen Mashiach. And this pasuk is superfluous, because all of the avodas of the power of Davish Tzibur are mentioned what should be done. So why does the Torah have to teach us that the way to do the avodah and the power of Davish Tzibur is the same as the power Kohen Mashiach? Already the Torah teaches us what to do. Ma tam leimer lepar. The Rabbis Par Yom Kippurim, L'chom HaShinam Ve'inyan, that the Torah is teaching us that not only is this halacha by the Par Yom Kippurim, but it's also halacha by the Par Yom Kippurim, Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe tells us the pasuk coming to teach us. Amar Rav Shmuel, says the Gemara of Shmuel, says, there really was no need for the Torah to say that the halachas of the Par Yom Kippurim are the same as the halacha of the Parham Davish Tzibur, because we could have learned it with a Kal V'chomer. In a place where there are no two kabbonis from two different animals that are treated the same, the Gemara is going to explain this in a moment. Hishva Masa L'Masa, the halacha of how they should be brought is the same. Makvashik V'karbon L'Karbon. In a place where the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Kohen Mashiach, which are the same type of carbon, ain't it in Shish B'mas L'masa, that they should be treated the same way. And Ella Ma Tam Aloyma, what does the Torah mean, he says, Rabbi Shmuel says, with the words V'os L'par, to teach us the Par Yom Davish Tzibur. And what does the Torah say? Par, the Par Mashiach, Kar Mashiach, to teach us that if you're missing by any of these kabbonis, to teach us, if any of these kabbonis, you're missing any of the matonis, it's not kosher. Of course, Rashi points out that even though the Gemara is saying that the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Kohen Mashiach are the same, they're not really entirely the same. We know that the blood of the Par Yom Kippur is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That isn't the case by the Par Kohen Mashiach. What the Gemara means to say is that the avoiders, any avoider where they are the same, should be treated the same. And says Rashi, what the Gemara is saying is that by the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Torah does not repeat the avoiders that are done. And since the Torah does not repeat the avoiders that are done, we don't have a situation of Shana Lava Kosov Lakav, that the Torah repeated it, and we know that the Torah has to repeat it to make it essential. But now that the fact that the Torah connects the halacha of the Par Kohen Mashiach to the Par Yom Davish Tzibur, and by the Par Yom Davish Tzibur, as we've been learning throughout our shir, the pasuk says va'aso kesha aso, that creates a situation of shana lo vakos of la'akiv. So once the Gemara says that's the halacha by the Par Yom Davish Tzibur, so too will that be the halacha by the Par Kohen Mashiach. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara analyzes what we just discussed. So the Gemara asked, what was meant with those words? And we're going to say that if the Pasar Shem Kippurim, that even though they're very different animals, this is a par and this is a sar. The halacha is that they're treated, the halachas of the karbon are the same. So certainly when we speak about the par kohen Mashiach and the par Yom Kippurim, which are both parim, both parim, the halacha should be that the avoid of the karbon is the same. But if el mechrof, well, as we just said, how could you say, why would you say that because the par and sar Yom Kippur are treated the same, certainly that the par kohen Mashiach and the par Yom Kippur should be treated the same? But as we just said, by the par Yom Kippur and the sar, there we have a very unique situation, the nichtas damam lefnei lefnim, that their blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is not the case by the kohen Mashiach. Says the Gemara, what the Braisa meant to say, well, a hush of a carbon, is param dovish atzibur v'sir avodes kechavim. If by the param dovish atzibur and the seer of the avodes kechavim, they, even though they're not the same type of animal, that this is a par and this is a sar, the halacha is that the way we do the avodah is the same. So certainly the par Yom Kippurim and the par Kohen Mashiach, which are both parim, should be treated the same. But ask the Gemara, Ikla Mifrach, we could ask a question. Mala Anach, when we speak about the Param Dovash Tzibur and the Seer Avodes Kechavim, and there we don't have the issue that they're brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim, because obviously the Param Dovash Tzibur and Seer Avodes Kechavim blood are not brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim. But says the Gemara, Ma Le Mechaper Alveir Mitzvah Yidua, we spoke about this in the previous year, by the Sar of Avodah Zarah, or the Parav of Dovash at Sibur, the halacha is that they're brought for an Aveira that we know what the Aveira is. However, when we speak about the Par Yom Kippurim, that we don't know what Aveira it's brought. It's brought for maybe somebody was Tamei, so therefore we can't learn the halacha, even though the Par Yom Kippurim and the Parav of Dovash at Sibur are both Parim. We can't learn the halacha par Yom Kippur from Param Dovash Tzibur, because by Param Dovash Tzibur, we know for which Aveira this carbon is being brought, whereas here, by Par Yom Kippurim, it's brought, maybe there was Tumah, but we don't know for sure there was Tumah, and therefore they can't be treated the same way.